This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Pentagon is beginning to map out the way ahead for gays and lesbians to serve openly in the U.S. military. Recall that late last year, Congress repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. How that actually will take place, well, that was left for the Pentagon to work out. And yesterday, we got some of the details. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman was there, and he's with us now. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
How long is this going to take?
Well, we were told by Pentagon officials that the training will start sometime in February. Now, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he expects this all to be done sometime this year, but some Pentagon officials I speak with say they expect the training all to be done maybe by the spring. Mm-hmm. Now, at that point, once the training is done, President Obama and senior military officials have to certify to Congress that having gays serve openly will not harm the military, not harm readiness, not harm recruiting and retention. So 60 days after that, gays can serve openly. So you're looking at the earliest time, late summer, before gays can serve openly in the military.
Do we know what the training and education is going to be like?
Well, we got a little taste of it. It looks like the services by next week will come up with a training plan for each of the services. Mm-hmm. And what we do know is that this is more than just your commander coming out and saying, hey, everybody, gays can serve openly. There'll be some detailed training. And first of all, they'll explain to the troops that now gays can serve in the military. We expect them to say that there will not be any sort of separate berthing or separate facilities for gay and lesbian troops. And they'll also tell them that, listen, you can't refuse to live or work with someone who is gay. And they'll also say, treat everybody with respect, mm-hmm. that we're all in the military together. We all deserve respect. And that's what they'll keep hammering home. And they've actually put out a handbook of frequently asked questions to help commanders.
What are some of those questions, or what are some of the problems they posit?
Well, it's interesting. They say, do not use the term homosexuality, because that has negative connotations. Mm-hmm. They suggest using gay or lesbian, for example. And also, those opposed to ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell, people of faith, for example, they say, when you're talking about that, don't use the term fundamentalist or extremist. That has negative connotations. And they also have some vignettes to mm-hmm. help commanders.
Like casebook examples.
Exactly. So here's one. You're an officer, executive officer in your unit, and while at a local shopping mall over the weekend, you observe two junior male service members assigned to your unit in civilian clothes mm-hmm. kissing and hugging in a food court. And it says the issue here is standards of conduct. Is this within the standards of personal and professional conduct?
Segment 1.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Pentagon is beginning to map out the way ahead for gays and lesbians to serve openly in the U.S. military. Recall that late last year, Congress repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. How that actually will take place, well, that was left for the Pentagon to work out. And yesterday, we got some of the details. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman was there, and he's with us now. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
How long is this going to take?
Well, we were told by Pentagon officials that the training will start sometime in February. Now, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he expects this all to be done sometime this year. But some Pentagon officials I speak with say they expect the training all to be done maybe by the spring.
Segment 2.
Now, at that point, once the training is done, President Obama and senior military officials have to certify to Congress that having gays serve openly will not harm the military, not harm readiness, not harm recruiting and retention. So 60 days after that, gays can serve openly. So you're looking at the earliest time, late summer, before gays can serve openly in the military.
Do we know what the training and education is going to be like?
Well, we got a little taste of it. It looks like the services by next week will come up with a training plan for each of the services. Mm-hmm. And what we do know is that this is more than just your commander coming out and saying, hey, everybody, gays can serve openly. There'll be some detailed training.
Segment 3.
And first of all, they'll explain to the troops that now gays can serve in the military. We expect them to say that there will not be any sort of separate berthing or separate facilities for gay and lesbian troops. And they'll also tell them that, listen, you can't refuse to live or work with someone who is gay. And they'll also say, treat everybody with respect, mm-hmm. that we're all in the military together. We all deserve respect. And that's what they'll keep hammering home. And they've actually put out a handbook of frequently asked questions to help commanders.
What are some of those questions, or what are some of the problems they posit?
Well, it's interesting. They say do not use the term homosexuality because that has negative connotations. Mm-hmm. They suggest using gay or lesbian, for example.
Segment 4.
And also, those opposed to ending don't ask, don't tell, people of faith, for example, they say when you're talking about that, don't use the term fundamentalist or extremist. That has negative connotations. And they also have some vignettes to help commanders.
Like casebook examples.
Exactly. So here's one. You're an officer, executive officer in your unit, and while at a local shopping mall over the weekend, you observe two junior male service members assigned to your unit in civilian clothes kissing and hugging in a food court. And it says the issue here is standards of conduct. Is this within the standards of personal and professional conduct?